Good morning and welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of our services last Sunday. Our services were different last Sunday because we didn't have a sermon. We had a cantata entitled Hope and Grace with special music by Stacy Frederick. Our senior choir and our children's choir, God Singers. The readers were Hunter Hall and Hadley and Logan Milligan. We hope you enjoyed their message in song and in scripture readings. Leading our worship was Alan Martinson in this time of transition as we do not have a regular pastor. We would also invite you to be with us in person at church this morning at 10:30 at our sanctuary at 101 North Oak. That's the church with the clock in the steeple. We have a special speaker again this Sunday, Reverend Michael Matheny, and we would certainly enjoy having you be with us.
Let us stand for the call to worship. This is a new day. Christ lives in our hearts and in our world.
Christ lives. Let us love our neighbors.
Christ lives. Let us share God's abundance and care for His creation.
Christ lives. Let us rejoice.
Let us join in singing our first hymn, hymn number 47, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of the day. Almighty God, with joy we celebrate our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall show forth your grace.
Our children's time.
Okay, I want to ask you guys something. Have you ever made a mistake? Like, okay, not clean your room, maybe, at Nora. Maybe not do a chore. But that's okay, because adults make mistakes too. I mean, believe it or not, us adults make mistakes. So, I brought something. What is this? A birthday bag, that's right. Okay, this gift reminds me of something very special called grace. Grace means getting something good even if we don't deserve it. So even if you've had a bad day, do you think you're probably still gonna get a birthday present?
No.
No? Oh, come on. This gift reminds me of grace, like I said. Imagine if you mess up, maybe break a rule or don't clean your room, but instead of getting in trouble, someone gives you a gift anyway. That's called grace. And you know who gives us grace all the time? That's right. God loves us so much that even when we make mistakes, like not cleaning our room, he still forgives us and loves us the same. That's grace. Let's talk about hope. Hope is like something good is coming. So like we're going to Mexico in a couple months. So that's exciting to us. You know, we know that it's coming. So you're excited because you know it's going to be fun and it's going to have good food and all that good stuff. So because of God's grace, we have hope. We can trust that God is always with us, always loves us, and always has something good planned, even if we're having a bad day. So here's the big idea. Grace is God giving us love, even if we don't think we deserve it. And hope is trusting that God is always working for the good. So no matter what happens, we are loved, forgiven, and never alone. Let's pray. Thank you for loving us when we make mistakes. Thank you for grace and for giving us hope. Help us to trust you every day. Amen.
Something a little different this morning. No sermon. I don't need applause. But we're going to have a cantata about hope and grace. And we have so many talented kids and so many talented adults. I know it will be a blessing to all of us.
God sees our hearts, our thoughts, and everything we try to keep secret.
And yet, he isn't waiting to punish us. He is waiting for us to be honest with him.
When we tell the truth about our sins, we are admitting what God already knows. But he also offers forgiveness.
So instead of hiding from God, we come to him honestly, because God already knows and he still loves us.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you doing, just smile and tell them, never better. Line number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours. So keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. But truth be told, The truth is rarely told. I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it. I don't know why it's hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. There's a sign on the door, says come as you are, but I doubt it. 'Cause if we lived like that was true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But didn't you say church should look more like a hospital? A safe place for the sick, the sinner and the scarred and the prodigals like me. Well, truth be told, the truth is rarely told. I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it. I don't know why it's hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. Can I really stand here unashamed, knowing that your love for me won't change? Oh God, if that's really true, then let the truth be told. I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it. I don't know why it's hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. Yeah, I know. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told.
God's grace. God's grace is a gift we do not deserve. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God."
God showed his grace by sending Jesus to save us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
Because of God's grace, we are forgiven, and through Jesus, God's amazing grace has set us free. the mighty resurrection. It was a dark and sorrowful time. Jesus had been crucified on a cross. His body was placed in a tomb, and a heavy stone was rolled in front of it. His followers were filled with grief and fear. It seemed like hope had been buried with him.
But on the third day, early in the morning, the women went to the tomb. When they arrived, the stone had been rolled away.
An angel said, "He is not here. He has risen."
The grave could not hold him. Death could not defeat him.
Jesus is alive. Because he lives, we have hope. Jesus, our living hope. In a world full of uncertainty, we hold on to one truth. Our hope is found in Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." John chapter 11, verse 25.
Because he lives, our hope is alive. Our future is secure, our sins are forgiven, and our hearts are filled with hope. Jesus Christ is our living hope.
Sand.
could imagine. How great a mercy, what heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame.
Wonderful cantata. Thanks to Stacy and Connie and all the kids and all the adults for making this day a true blessing. We are blessed in so many ways. God gives us His grace and He gives us hope through His Son, Jesus Christ. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning with grateful hearts. We are thankful for the God-given talent shared this morning. We ask Your continued blessings on this church. Father, we lift up to You all those who are sick, those who are facing procedures, and anyone in need of Your presence and Your loving care. We ask that You be with them and that they can feel You near. Touch them with Your healing hand. Be with our consistory and our search committee as they work to find the ones You would call to lead this congregation. We ask that You be with our country as we face difficult challenges. We ask that You guide our hearts and minds in the week to come in a way that we can serve You better. Give us wisdom and courage to be Your disciples. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.